At the beginning of last month, Madison Police Chief Mike Koval wrote a blog post. It was about an upcoming city council vote to add $350,000 from the city's reserves to a study of police policies and procedures. He said he didn't have a problem with the department being reviewed, but didn't think it was a wise use of that much money. Some alders took issue with the blog's language, saying it was violent and divisive. It said, "To the common council, you are being watched, and be on notice. This is a preemptive strike from me to you." The next day at a city council meeting, these tensions came to a boil. Alder Samba Balde said this about Chief Koval, who was sitting behind him.
"The behavior of the chief tonight, honestly, is unimaginable. I was totally afraid for him to be behind me with a gun."
Plenty of people used sharp words that night. Council members, the chief, community members. Here's an exchange between Chief Koval and Alder Balde.
Can I just clarify that as a police officer of 33 years with a stellar record, I really resent the inference that you thought that someone sitting behind you with a gun was going to be a clear and present danger to you.
That is because of your behavior.
The council approved the extra money. Now a committee is looking for the right candidate to actually do the review. But for Brandy Grayson, one of the founders of Young, Gifted, and Black, that's not enough. She stood on the steps of City Hall and asked for community control of the police.
"And we are not making progress until we acknowledge the wounds, because we cannot heal the wounds until we acknowledge the wounds. So let's stop playing, Madison."
She said that people of color are brutalized by the police, specifically mentioning Janelle Laird, a Black teenager who was arrested at Easttown Mall. A viral video of the encounter shows a struggle and her being tased by officers.
"So don't you drop the race card. Don't you pretend like this is about anything else but racism."
On the other side of the issue, there are people like David Glomp, who lives in West Madison. He says the debate needs to move beyond race.
"I welcome every ethnicity in this city to come together and say, enough with this. And we need to come together and figure out a way that we can work through this."
Glomp says he supports police officers, so much so that he put a sign in his yard.
"And it's a bright yellow sign with white lettering.
It says, we support our Madison Police Department, and he's distributed hundreds just like it. But then, right in the middle of this debate, there was a week that shook the nation. The killings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile by police, and the killing of five police officers in Dallas again ignited racial tensions. For many, it was incredibly disheartening. Veronica Lasso is a member of the Police Review Committee. She says it's time for tangible changes in the way policing is done.
"People are tired of coming together to talk about little pieces here and there. People are tired too of marching every time some catastrophe happens. How many marches is it going to take for us to really get to the bottom of these?"
Last week, Madison Mayor Paul Soglin and a coalition of grassroots organizers proposed a $3 million plan to address racial disparities and violence. Tim Maiman was involved with that group. Even with the plan, he says, he doesn't have all the answers.
"This is a devastating effect that is happening in this community and around the world. Do we have the answers to how the police should treat a human being? Probably not. But do we need everybody to sit down and come up with these answers? Yes."
Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.